Welcome to the Good God Solitude Experience. God created each of us with an imagination, and it can be a very powerful tool to experience Him. For the next 20 minutes, allow yourself this gift of relaxation. Experience what God might have to say to you as we explore a classic story from Jesus in a different way. Let's begin. Find a comfortable position and relax. Begin by closing your eyes and drawing attention to the way that your body feels. What does it feel like to be sitting or lying where you are? Is it comfortable? What parts are uncomfortable? Go ahead and shift and adjust if you need to. You might find that lying back is comfortable, or perhaps sitting up as straight as you can. Feel your body begin to grow heavy. Feel the surfaces against you pushing up on you, holding your body aloft. Draw attention to your breath. Feel your chest rise and fall. On your next breath, as you breathe in, hold it slightly longer than you would, and then slowly exhale through pursed lips, deep and full. Continue these slow breaths. Focus on the in and out. In your mind, say in as you breathe in. Say out as you breathe out. Your body is even heavier than it was before. Give yourself permission to imagine the following scene. Out of the darkness, you find yourself standing in a large grassy field. Feel the earth under your feet. You notice that your skin is warmed by the sun shining overhead. Small clouds dot the brilliant blue sky. You breathe in slowly. The air is both crisp and cool. As you breathe out, you feel the breeze. It feels cool as it blows across your skin. You feel relaxed and at peace. Standing under the sun, invite God's Spirit into this moment by praying this simple two-word prayer. Spirit, come. The sun seems to grow brighter. Your skin warms. You can hear the gentle breeze. Feel that wind on your face. It's refreshing and cool. Now slowly, look around the field. Scan your surroundings. Looking left, off in the distance, you see a beautiful and modern-looking farmhouse sitting on top of a small rolling hill. The grounds are beautiful. On one side, vineyards stretch into the distance. Closer to the house, there are rows of fruit trees. A beautiful barn sits further back. You have the impression that this is a thriving family business. You notice the front door open. Stepping onto the porch is an older gentleman, the owner of this business. He looks out over his land, a look of satisfaction on his face. Just then, a truck door slams. A younger man approaches the porch, hurried, the look of determination on his face. You're aware that this is a father and his son. A voice somewhere within you says, "I want to show you something. Watch this story." You see the younger man begin talking. He says to his father, "I want my share of this business now. I don't want to wait until you're dead." The father's face falls. What emotion do you see on the father's face? The father slowly hands the son a large envelope. You know it contains his share of the business, a huge sum of money. The son grabs the envelope. Back in his truck, he speeds out the drive, down a gravel road just past where you are standing. You watch the dust kicked up by the truck as it enters a city in the distance. Looking back, you see the father, heartbroken. Your view now changes. You see vignettes of the sun, now in a bustling city. It's loud with traffic. You hear bass notes from loud club music. You see city walls covered in graffiti. The sun steps out of a club, laughing and drinking. Surrounded by a group, he steps into the next club. The life of the party. He's buying drinks for everyone. Scene after scene, the son squanders his inheritance, one party after another. In the next scene, you see the son waking up alone. He reaches for his wallet. It's completely empty. His clothes are worn and dirty. You see him going door to door looking for work. He's denied at every turn. Finally, at the edge of the city, you see a farmer hand the son a feed bag. He points him toward a muddy field with pigs. The son's head hangs heavy. His face is downcast. He's covered in mud, hungry. He's even envious of the pigs. They at least have food to eat. You find yourself there, standing beside him as it starts to rain. You can feel the ground below your feet. It's cold and muddy. Your feet sink into the mud. You grow cold and tired. You feel his hunger in your gut. You notice the son is weeping. You can see shame on his face, his body like a weight, pulling his head and his shoulders down. When have you felt this way? You hear him mutter to himself. At home, even the hired staff has plenty to eat. Here, I'm dying of hunger. That's it. I'll go home to my father and say, "Father, I've sinned against both you and heaven. I'm not worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired hand." What do you want to say to the Father? You now find yourself following the son, walking along a gravel road. Mud still cakes your legs. Your clothing is cold, wet, and heavy. Far in the distance, you see the farmhouse you saw before. As it comes into focus, you find that you're now alone. The sun starts to shine, warming your skin. You start feeling comfortable, more comfortable than you've ever been. With the porch just now in sight, you see the Father. Still there, his eyes on the horizon. He sees you, and you recognize him. He's been waiting for you. Filled with joy, he starts running towards you. His stride is intense. It's as if he's running for his life. You can now see his face. It's filled with joy and desperation. It's filled with love and grace. You see tears in his eyes. He's close. You're ready with your speech, but your rehearsed lines are cut off by a strong embrace. Holding you in an embrace, he whispers, "I love you. I missed you. I've been waiting for you." What else do you hear him say? His arm around your shoulder. You start walking back towards the house. You hear laughter and music as you approach. Inside, you're surrounded by warmth and light. You hear cheers of celebration for your return. You feel completely at peace. Spend a minute thanking God for what He might have shown you in this time. Now, draw attention back to your breath. Feel your chest rise and fall. Slowly begin to wiggle your fingertips. Draw attention to your body. With your eyes still closed, move your arms and your shoulders. Wiggle your feet. Slowly, as you're ready, open your eyes.